Pass it on and carry it on indeed. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. You do let your light shine here. And didn't Mike do a great job of telling that story? Yeah, he did. I think so. Were you here last night? Some of you, a lot of you were here last night and came again this morning after turning your clocks ahead. Bravo you. All the work that so many people put into to ensure that everyone had a good time. And I know that some of you who were performing were a little nervous, only because one or two of you, and I will not name you out loud, but a couple of you confided in me beforehand that you were a little nervous, and that's fair enough. But you got up here and you sang for everyone and did the skit. Now, if you weren't here, I have to tell you that you missed some great scenery and props. I especially loved the blue glove. There is a place in my heart for the Beatles, I have to tell you. The blue glove, it is possible that Yellow Submarine was the first movie I saw in the movie theater, I'm not sure. And the elevator with the crank, it was great. But the thing I loved the best is that you made all of this happen. Not just the show up here, right? You decorated the hall downstairs and really transformed it. I mean, who knew it could look that good? And you brought the food, you wrote the script, you made the music, you sang the songs, you made the scenery. You made the evening. You have everything you need already. You have the light and you put it on the lampstand and you let it shine. I remember being a Girl Scout. Was anyone here ever in the Scouts? Yeah. On my honor, okay. I remember being in Girl Scout camp and learning how to make a one-match fire and then how to make a no-match fire, okay? And I remember the morning that we'd camped out on the island in the middle of the lake and that my friends and I decided to make a no-match fire from the embers of the night before. Now, this took care. You can't just pile the heavy logs on the top and think that this fire's going to happen. You'll smother everything, right? You have to have patience. Not my best thing. Have you ever done this? Some of you have, yeah, okay. We gathered the kindling and we fanned it carefully. And first there was a little smoke. That was encouraging. That's not the time to stop. We kept fanning gently. And eventually it happened. We got a flame. And we were ready. We had the kindling and we kept feeding the fire and eventually we were able to put on logs. We'd built a no-match fire. I know you can do that here. Don't do it literally. I know there have already been fires in this building. But I know that you can figuratively do that here. Some people call this annual stewardship sermon the Sermon on the Mount. Have you heard that before? This isn't the Sermon on the Mount. I can't tell you how much to pledge to brew, to kindle that flame and to keep it going strong. You're going to have to figure that bit out for yourselves. This sermon is about being the light. This is a sermon about what we already have here among us. The passage we heard told to us so well this morning, and you can learn to do that too. Okay, the passage we heard told to us so well this morning was a small bit from the Sermon on the Mount. Perhaps you've heard of that, some of you. Okay. Jesus was speaking to his disciples, really, and a few other people were listening in. But Jesus was speaking to his disciples and telling them that they really already had all they needed. They were the salt and the light. What they needed, they had within them. And he was encouraging them to go forth and to spread it, to make use of their gifts. Now, there's a bit about this passage that I need to share with you. In my very first preaching class in seminary, on the very first day, we got up from our seats. You know, these are three-hour classes. We got up in the midpoint at the break, and when we returned to our seats, this passage, this very salt and light passage that we had heard this morning, this was at each of our seats, one little strip of paper at each of our seats, the whole passage. There were about 20 of us in the class, and the professor then told us that this was the scenario. It's Sunday morning. Church is going to start in 10 minutes, and the worship associate has just run up to you and said, "The pastor's sick. Here's the scripture reading for this morning. You have to preach. You have 10 minutes. You have 10 minutes to write a 5-minute sermon. We're going to go up to the chapel, and then we'll hear each other's 5-minute sermons." Twenty preaching students delivering a sermon on the same passage. Now, you might think that there would have been a lot of repetition. I mean, it's not a very long passage, is it? It's 1 chapter, 3 verses. But here's the really great thing. That same passage, 20 completely different sermons. There was so much within each of us already, just waiting for the spark, an embarrassment of riches. And how fitting for a passage about being the salt and the light of the world. So I could think of no better passage for you this morning. How are we bringing flavor to life? And how are we being the light? As a church community, what ways do we have to be the light together? To shine the light on our vision that we have for the future of this community. Last night, the Brew Players bemoaned the lack of a bell in our tower. Perhaps that's in your vision. If that's what's in your vision, then you can make it happen. In talking to people around here over the last few months, I've learned that you have some very specific visions for the future, even for the coming year. I know that you want to make our Director of Religious Education full-time. You have what you need to make that happen. I know that you want to be in right relations with all of our staff, to make all the compensation right for everybody, to be paying fairly for the hours that people are actually working. You can do that. You have visions about social justice. You can do that. You have what you need to make that happen. You just need to shine your light. Now, perhaps you've been to a concert where people lit matches or held up lighters. Remember? Remember doing that? Now you can do it high tech. You can shine the light right here on your phone. Anybody, if you go ahead. Let's shine the light. If you got it. Shine your light. Do you have this? It's a great symbol. Go ahead and shine your light if you've got it. Let's keep the light shining and show, or you know, literally. But go ahead and shine your light. Yes, absolutely. Now, the symbol is good, but a symbol is better when there's something behind it, when it's really signifying something. So how can you make your light shine brighter? Well, not just by turning up the resolution on the phone. We're all stewards of the church. All the people who put together last night's gala are stewards of the church. They donated their time and talent, and we also donate our treasure, don't we? How much treasure? That's something you know from within. I'm inviting you to be bold. Consider your vision for the future. Consider what you have within you. Consider the bounty of the Purim baskets that will be delivered to neighbors. What would you put in your basket that you would deliver to the church? Don't be thinking that what you have isn't enough or won't matter. My first pledge to my congregation was $104 for the year. $2 a week, because that was a stretch for me. You know the story of the widow's mite? That's another passage from another, right? The widow's mite, that was all that widow had. That's why my blog is the widow's mighty blog, right? It's MIT, right? That was a stretch for me. But that $104 that year mixed with all the other money. If I were Bill Gates, I could give $50,000 and not even notice it were gone. It wouldn't mean as much as that $104 meant to me that year. Now, if you happen to be Bill Gates, we will gladly accept your $50,000, $100,000, $20 million, whatever you'd like to give. But the point is, only you know what feels right. Give until it feels good for you. Does that mean doubling your pledge this year? I don't know. Moving towards tithing 10%? I don't know. Only you know. This is what I know. The light is within you. Let it shine. Be the light. Namaste.